All right, guys, I think you already know from the preview segment here how I'm feeling about this game, but given that you've got Iowa next week, a lot of people are talking. It's me.
You mean Oregon next week?
What did I say?
Iowa. We got Iowa this week.
Well, we can't edit that out, so I look like a schmuck, but well-deserved because I am a schmuck. All right, so since you have Iowa – no, God, bless it, I almost said it again. Since you have Oregon next week, it makes people wonder – me, I'm the person – makes people wonder whether this could be the dreaded trap game. You said it at, what, 5-point-something. So does that mean you think it's a potential trap game, or does that mean you don't think it's a potential trap game?
I do. I mean, I do think it's a potential trap game. I'm just not as like, I don't know. Like when I think of a trap game for this Ohio State team, given how talented they are, I kind of envision like maybe they look past them a little bit, but because they're so talented, I still think they come out on top. Like, I don't think they completely fall asleep with the wheel. I also just think like, this team has largely been able to this point, like talk the talk in terms of, we know we're a national championship contender, so we're not taking anybody lightly. And I just think, you know, Ryan Day knows how this conference is. He knows Iowa's going to be a tough team. So, I mean, like, yes, like by definition, you have a matchup with Oregon waiting on the other side, and that's your real chance to prove who you are, where you fit in the national championship contending picture. Also, I would assume like, you know, there's going to be College Game Day out there, I'm sure. Maybe Fox is going to go out there for the game. Like, it's going to be the scene for next weekend. So you got to kind of think through all those things and realize, like, yeah, it's a huge moment. It's a huge thing. But in the same breath, like, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. I don't know. Like, I'm worried about it because it's a Big Ten matchup, a tough Big Ten matchup. And then you know what's looming on the other side. But I also just think, like, history shows us that this team knows like Iowa can get you. I get it's not maybe some of the same players that were on those teams, but I don't think Ryan Day is going to let them fall asleep at the wheel. Like, I think they're going to come ready to go. And that's why I'm not like overly worried, but I still have a little bit of concern that it is a trap game. Yes.
I think under Urban, I had more worry about trap games because it seemed like every year, once they won the national championship, it seemed like every year there was one game that bit them in the ass.
Yeah.
Ryan really has not had that to the same degree that Urban had. And again, you know, I don't think there's as much in-game pressure if you do fall behind or if there's a quick slog fest going on here, because I think in the back of your mind, you know, hey, this is not life or death. You know, you can sustain one or two losses, and we still have the talent once we get into the playoffs, even if we're the 12th seed, to make some noise. So I think the pressure is different, and I think that's an interesting thing that we can see manifest itself throughout this year at true national championship contenders like Alabama, like Georgia, like Ohio State, and certainly Texas.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, with that being said, I think these are the games Kirk Ferentz lives for. And, you know, we gave you all the stylistic reasons in our preview why this game could be a little snugger than you want it to be. So, yeah, I mean, like, listen, I think this team, I think we conflate with national championship caliber team as if you start the season and end the season that way. I think there's plenty of teams who out the course of the season show that we have talent, that we have this, that, the other. But it is about the consistency, and this is that first challenge. You know, it's not as if you beat Iowa, it's not as if I'm turning around and saying you're going to blow out Oregon. But, you know, really to me, winning a championship and being a championship caliber team is about, can you consistently stack those performances and not get ahead of yourself? And I think actually this being in Columbus could be a potential setting for a trap game, because you're always a little bit more comfortable with home cooking. And so you got a team hungry to make a statement in Iowa, going on the road. They're playing for nothing because nobody's picking Iowa as far as I can tell. And you've got a team that has done everything that they've been asked to do so far that hasn't faced a challenge like this yet. You merge those things, the idea of home cooking sometimes is too sweet. And then on the other side of this is the Oregon game, a game which has all the bright lights, all the glitz, all the glamour, all the swag, right? Those things make me uneasy. So I do think it has every marking of a trap game. even if I still think Iowa is probably two cuts below Ohio State when it comes to talent. And it might even be three cuts below. But again, that hasn't always mattered to Iowa.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, teams or like under Urban especially, like they'd always drop one sort of dud game that they just didn't come out and play very well. They'd sleep on somebody. Urban lost to Purdue infamously. I mean, that even happened in the national championship year, right? They lost to Virginia Tech that one game, and they still made the climb back to the playoff and then won. And now, yeah, you're right. You can afford another loss or two on your schedule more so than previous years. The one thing I'll say, though, Nick, along those lines, and this is the other point I was going to make, like Ryan Day, this is the other reason why I think, like, they're going to be ultimately prepared, or just supremely prepared is the word I was looking for. Because, yeah, like I get what you're saying. You can lose one or two games and still make the playoff, but Ryan Day can't afford to lose one or two games. Like he gets maybe one to Oregon, and if he can't lose to Michigan again. He gets maybe one loss to Oregon, still can get in the playoffs. And then even in the playoffs, like they got at least, I think, get to like a semifinal for people to feel satisfied about the job that he's done. So I think that sort of ramps things up as well, where Ryan Day can't afford to let his team kind of fall asleep at the wheel here, because the one thing that he has in his, the one feather he has in his cap is that he doesn't lose to non-ranked Big Ten teams, and he's undefeated against those teams. And so if he now has that thrown on there, I think it's just another notch against him that people try to throw in his face. So he just can't afford it.
You know, I understand that. I don't think Ohio State, though, they haven't had the conditions that bring out that appropriate fear yet, you know? And you just never know how a team is until they have that appropriate fear. And the thing that I'll say about Ryan, because he comes off a bit robotic, and whether you want to call it insincere or lack of charisma or whatever you say to how he appears. I don't know how he really is because we don't know him. However, you know, like that is something guys who are not like Urban could scare the living crap out of dudes because he was a egotistical narcissist who,
lived his kicker. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, that's exactly what you do. And I punt punters too, just for people out there. I also make sure to go up to 25-year-old women in the bar and give them the old do-do-do-do-do. But that's all because Coach Urban taught me that. But I do think I it's not that I don't think they like or fear or anything like this with Ryan. It's that it's equal. They're different challenges. Right. Ryan can only message this so much. But one of the downsides, and again, this is another thing we saw with Urban, it's something we haven't seen as consistently with Ryan, but we've seen it once or twice, is can you instill appropriate fear in your team? That's what Saban was so good at. And I don't know that I have seen that, because in the times that Ryan's teams have been punched in the face, I mean, it's been, the gear is, well, we're just going to out-talent you. Well, you can't do that with everybody. You can't do that in every matchup. And so I'll just say this. Like, again, it's not to disrespect Ryan. It's not to disrespect this team. But the downside of being a super team is you know you're super talented and you can get off focus. And you don't know what a team does until you get them in that situation. They get knocked down. Like, that's almost an educated wish here. Is it's almost a good thing if Iowa pushes them and we see Ohio State outlast them, because it'll tell you, hey, a team stylistically came in and imposed their will and you were able to get the win or pull away late. I think that's part of this idea of the is this a trap game conversation. In the long run, it might be part of the journey for Ohio State if that is this game.
I think maybe the only two times I can think of where like a Ryan Day team was kind of hit or like punched in the face and had to respond, I think Notre Dame last year was an example of that. And I mean, listen, I know we love to rag on Kyle McCord on this show. That was one of his better games as a member of the Buckeyes. Like, he made some incredible throws on that game-winning drive to Emeka Ibuka and others, marching the team down the field for the score. So, like, that was one. And then I think the other one you could probably reference is, like, you lose to Michigan 2 years ago, and then the response they had in the playoff against Georgia was fantastic. And a lot of that had to do with you had C.J. Stroud, and he was always going to be able to keep you in a game, and he played one of his best games as a Buckeye that game. And obviously Marvin was great until he got hurt and had the concussion. But yeah, like those are the two instances I can think of. But you're right. Like, we don't have a ton of that, especially in the regular season, to make us feel comfortable that it's something that they're like exceptionally good at, or that he exceptionally like pulls out of that team. So I'm with you on that.
All right, guys, do you see this as a trap game? Let us know at Nick Wilson Says on literally every social media. I'm on TikTok now, so just let me know. Or at at Spencito _. You guys can also let us know in the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe and then comment in the videos whether you think that this is a potential trap game for Ohio State or not. Now, with that said, when we come back, we are going to bring back the Michigan Panic Meter and then get into four down territory that is next. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.